We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the footnote on page Reish Tzadi Dalet in the Zeligman edition. And we had learned the importance of visiting the sick, thinking of the sick, the importance of arranging a communal system for visiting and taking care of the sick. And now the Chafetz Chaim mentions a footnote. Ve'agav, and in passing, achaveh lakol, I want to tell everyone, Mashreiti od chevra kedusha, another communal organization, a holy organization I saw, shenitiyasta mikarov beze kilot, that's recently been instituted in numerous congregations, v'davar nechmadu meod, and it's a very nice idea. Uveshem linat atzedek nikret, they named this organization, this system, they call it linat atzedek, v'hu, and the idea is as follows. שיש אנשים נבררים על פי הגורל מחברתם על כל לילה ולילה ללון אצל החולה. They have a group, and within the group they draw lots, and every night they draw a lot, and someone else is chosen to spend the night with the person who's sick. לפקח על עניינו, to keep an eye on the person. אם הוא צריך להושיט לו איזה רפואה, maybe he needs some kind of medication, או שאל דבר צריך לו, or something else he needs. והוא תועלת גדול לכמה עניינים. And it's a great benefit for a few things. Now guys should just know they have this for yeshiva guys too. We live down the block from Shaarei Tzedek, not too far from Hadassah. Every night there are people whose families are completely wiped, spending the night next to the kids. We have someone in our community now whose daughter was hospitalized with Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's a situation where a person wakes up one morning and they're half paralyzed. Imagine the family commuting every day from Kochav Yaakov to the hospital. Now, what about nights? So the seminaries around here spend the nights. They take turns. Different girls spend the nights. And that's a beautiful, beautiful chesed. The girl doesn't spend the night alone in the hospital. I want to give you guys another idea, just you should be aware. I called up the parents, and I asked them, does the girl have a teddy bear? I said, you know, if she's in the hospital alone, so you got to get her a teddy bear. Even though she's not such a little girl, she's not 5 years old. But I'm just saying sometimes we don't think of this. You got to give a person something, a memento. If you can go, you should go. And if you can't go, then you should give something. So when there's a guy who's in the hospital, I'll try to give him something from me. And if it's a girl that's in the hospital, we try to give her something from my wife. To save modesty, it's not nice. I should be giving a girl something. So I'm just saying sometimes giving someone something tangible also helps a person. There was a guy here who was undergoing psychiatric care. He ended up in a psychiatric hospital. So I gave him a half a shekel. I told him, wherever you go, I'm with you. It's my half shekel. He told me every time things would get tough, he's put his hand in his pocket, rubbed the half shekel, and that gave him strength to move forward. Sometimes you got to give someone something tangible. And especially when someone's alone, it's helpful to give them something tangible. So back to our idea over here. And this, ideally, a person should actually be there, not just, you know, give him a teddy bear. Go yourself. The Chafetz Chaim says this accomplishes a few things that are major. Firstly, there's tremendous kindness you're doing to the sick person himself. Because what usually happens is when someone's sick, so the relatives are completely worn down. They've been working so hard on behalf of the person. And you see that they really need their sleep. And they don't have strength to spend the night up on his behalf. Number two, they're also helping the family. They shouldn't get sick. What often happens is that people themselves get sick. There was a rabbi who I had the good fortune of living by him for the year I was in Mir, in the United States, Rabbi Erzachovich. So his wife had a stroke, and he took care of her night and day and died. Had a heart attack as he was taking care of her. She was living a decade afterwards. I don't know if she's still with us, but he collapsed. He's gone long before her. Very often people think that the person who's sick needs all the caretaking. The people taking care of the person who's sick sometimes are at greater danger than the person who's sick themselves. So he's saying this is very often people get sick taking care of their relative. How precious is this great kindness that's accomplished by this great organization, this holy organization. It encompasses all the great traits, all the great aspects that exist in charity and kindness. You're doing kindness with the sick person, you're doing kindness with his family. And he really is causing that you save many souls. וכמו שכתבתי, as we already wrote, כי אפילו אם החולה הוא בעל הבית, גם כן הוא טובה גדולה. Even if the guy is well off, it's still a great favor. כי לפעמים לא ימצא לזכור איש לשורתו. Sometimes it's hard to find someone to hire. You assume a person has money, he has everything it needs. No, sometimes it's not so simple to hire someone. Until you find the right person. You hire someone, they don't speak the language. You hire the next guy, they don't show up. You hire the third guy, they get on your nerves. They're trying to steal things. It's not simple to find good help. Money doesn't always resolve the problem. Sometimes you find one person to help the sick person. And that person also wears down. He can't function 24 hours. גם כשהחולה רואה שהכל דואגים עבור בריאותו, משתדלים ברפואתו, when a person's sick and they feel that people care about them, that gives them strength. That's the mere fact that people feel like, oh, they care about me, that gives them strength. Just yesterday, I called someone in the hospital. I spoke to the relative and I said, you know, you have to decide whether to tell the sick person if I called or not. Because sometimes if a rabbi calls, then the person feels he's one step away from death. You know, so I'm not sure if it'll give him strength or not. So the relative said, no, just the opposite. This person will feel like people care. People are still thinking about me. I'm a part of life. Of course I'm going to tell them you called. So yeah, that's this idea right here. V'ashrei la'ir shenimtza ba ba'alei chesed ka'ilu. Praised is the city that has such a great organization where people are helping one another. And guys, this has become easier in our day and age. There's a community in Texas where the community got together under Rabbi Wender, Houston, Texas. They got together and they set up on the web a system where the whole community has, I think it's a Google document, and people post which Shabbos meals work for them. And that way they can invite the bachelors in the community. There are some single people in the community. And once it's set up like this, you ensure that bachelors don't end up having to eat their Shabbos meal alone. And it doesn't fall on one family more than the other. Whoever wants and can partakes of it. So what's happened today is through the web, we can easily arrange all these systems to help the sick, to help the families of the sick, to help people who need Shabbos meals. This is a great tool. We have to use it for this. So the web and the different groups you could set up, the chat rooms, the web rooms, the Google pages, the documents, the shared documents. There are many ways to set this up, and we should use these tools for good. Be it Facebook. I'm not encouraging anyone to get on Facebook, but at the end of the day, if you're there, use it for positive things. So these organizations, whereas once upon a time you'd need to have meetings and get everyone together, today in 10 minutes you set up a group on Facebook, you send out links to all your contacts. Within a day you could have a group like this set up. So these are wonderful ideas that have become so much easier to do. And what happens when you set up a system, and what I'm about to tell you is a rule for life, many people try to accomplish. And you have to know that if you're going to do everything on your own, you are so limited. There are only 24 hours in a day. If you set up systems like this, so then you're a part of the system, then you're virtually limitless. You can accomplish more and more and more. You set up a system for visiting the sick, and now a lot of people partake of the mitzvah. You guys should try to be leaders in your communities to propel these ideas forward. So you can set up the system, follow through, send out links to everyone. Hey guys, so-and-so's in the hospital, so-and-so has a kid in the hospital. You will see, this is a part of normal life. Part of normal life is that people spend a certain amount of time with a kid in the hospital. It can be over an infection, it could be over a broken arm, over appendicitis. It's a part of normal life. And then there are always those cases where it's not the standard. these are systems. If you can get them, you can get them up in your communities, you end up being a protagonist for positive, for mitzvot, and the merits are almost limitless here. And today, it's become so much easier. It's really, you know, today you can do it in a matter of a few clicks. So you guys don't be scared to set these up. I recommend when you do stuff like this, get the rabbi's blessing. Not only because it's a good thing, but it's also, it'll help you politically. Like, unfortunately, whenever you do things that are politics, you never know. You have good intentions. That doesn't mean other people won't feel like you're stepping on them. So hopefully the rabbi will know what politics are going on, and he'll tell you how to do it in a way that it will succeed, that it won't get in people's way.